U.S.-Japan trade disputes, automobiles, and agriculture. In 2025, trade tensions between the United States and Japan appear to be intensifying, particularly in key sectors such as automobiles and agriculture. This reflects both economic and political pressures in both countries. The U.S. especially has shown a strong intention to address its trade imbalance and revitalize its domestic industries. The first issue is automobiles, which represent an important industry for both countries. Since 2017, Japan has exported approximately 1.7 million cars annually to the U.S. During the same period, however, the U.S. exported only about 100,000 cars to Japan. This trade imbalance has become a concern, as automobiles account for about 70 to 80% of the U.S. trade deficit with Japan. In the past, the U.S. has proposed a 25% tariff on imported automobiles and auto parts, raising the tariff on passenger cars from 2.5% to 27.5%, and on trucks from 25% to 50%. If implemented, this could have serious consequences for Japan, which relies heavily on exports to the U.S. The second issue is agricultural products. Both Japan and the U.S. have important reasons to protect their farmers and agricultural industries. In the U.S., Midwestern agricultural states such as Nebraska and Wisconsin play a key role in presidential elections, and the U.S. must compete with the EU and CPTPP member countries in the Japanese market. In Japan, maintaining its food self-sufficiency rate is crucial. The U.S. is pressuring Japan to open its markets to American agricultural products, including beef, pork, corn, and rice. But Japan is also trying not to jeopardize its domestic farmers. In conclusion, there are two major trade issues between the U.S. and Japan: automobiles and agricultural products. To address these issues, both governments need to take various measures to support their domestic industries and engage in tough international negotiations while following WTO rules to ensure the benefits of free trade.